Welcome to Witchful Thinking, a podcast all about being a witchy woman in the modern world we live in. I'm your host, Brooke Monroe, and I'll be sharing bits of information each Wednesday morning on intuitive wellness, taking care of yourself and your spirituality, as well as ways to incorporate magic into your everyday life. My goal here on this podcast is to create content that centers my listeners and allows them to look at the world around them in a much more meaningful, magical way. Thanks so much for tuning in, and be sure to check the description box to follow me and this podcast on social media. You're listening to episode number 8 of the Witchful Thinking Podcast, What Witchcraft Can't Do For You. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the show for another episode. I don't even know where to begin on a personal note for this episode because holy shit. We are currently living in a freaking future history textbook chapter, guys. This is seriously insane. I hope that all of you are healthy and safe and staying the hell inside, because I know we definitely are in my house. We're stocked up on groceries. We're a little bit low on TP, no thanks to all the fucking Karens out there, but we're pretty well off nonetheless, and we're waiting this thing out. I am lucky enough to have a job that has always been 100% remote, so I'm not really struggling to adjust anything per se. However, I know some of you might be out there, and I just want to reassure you that eventually life is going to resemble something normal again one day. We have to remain hopeful and positive because this is a really scary time. And honestly, I'm sure there's a lot of people trying to turn towards witchcraft and magic to relieve tension and stress right now, which honestly, let's not lie to ourselves and say that witchcraft can heal all things, because it absolutely does not. To pass the time in quarantine, I really suggest that you guys, one, catch up on my podcast episodes and YouTube videos. I'm just kidding, but it is an option if you're interested. You can read books that you've been telling yourself you're going to read. You can binge watch something that takes your mind off the world and all the craziness that's going on in it. Or you can spend time with your tarot and oracle cards, your crystals, your herbs, say prayers for the health and healing of the entire world. We all need more than a little compassion and magic right now. For today's episode, I wanted to list off a few common misconceptions about witchcraft and what it cannot help with. Things witchcraft has falsely perceived, or things witchcraft has been falsely perceived to do for people, whether it's through the media or people just plain out here lying about what they're capable of. Although it would be extremely cool if witchcraft did these things, sometimes it scares me to think about what would happen if people seriously had these kinds of powers. So, first of all, I was thinking about the movie The Craft the other day, and I remembered when they start, like, pulling their hands through their hair and covering their eyes, and then when they pull their hands away, their hair and eye color was different. This is really cool to think about. It's really cool to watch in movies or even read books about it happening, but this is not realistic. That's not what witchcraft does. I know a lot of people, too, in the law of attraction community say you can manifest a different eye color, but I don't believe that, like, at all. I really don't. I'm sorry if that offends somebody. I'm sorry that if you do believe it, like, that's totally up to you. It's fine. But yeah, I don't believe it. Now, with that being said, there are spells and incantations that can be said in order for you to feel more attractive outwardly. But as far as spells that straight up, like, change your DNA, no. I hope that if you're listening to this, you have never or will never fall for this kind of information, honestly. Witchcraft doesn't turn you into an animal. It can't turn you into an inanimate object either. It can't transform you into a cat like Professor McGonagall in Harry Potter. It can't turn your enemy into a toad, point blank. Again, this goes with the craft not being able to alter your DNA. It can't change your physical body. Now, if you believe in reincarnation, that's different. You might come back in your next life as an animal or something, but that's not due to witchcraft. That's part of a belief system, set of beliefs, what have you. Now, magic will also not allow you to stop time, to go back in time, to go forward in time, to freeze time. It doesn't work like that. I wish it did. I wish we lived in Harry Potter, but it doesn't work. It won't let you fly or levitate or use a broomstick to get to work. There is no surprise there. I feel like I'm sucking all the potential fun for witchcraft, like for people like looking into witchcraft, but I'm just stating the facts, people. You'd be surprised how many grow up thinking these things are possible and end up hurting themselves or others. Magic should not and cannot be successfully used to cure illnesses. This goes for mental health, diseases, whatever. It's one thing to say prayers on top of getting actual medical education, but do not ever depend on magic to heal you or others. There's a huge difference between trying to bless somebody for good health or hang certain herbs around your house for good luck and totally depending on magic to rid someone of cancer or depression or coronavirus or a number of other problems. You can't teleport with magic. You can't make yourself invisible. You can't move things with your mind. And you can't control the elements, like in the Sabrina show on Netflix, which is a really good show if you haven't watched it, where they called on a big thunderstorm during a ritual. You can't do that. And the last one, the very, very, very last one, and the biggest one, you can't bring back the dead. That's not gonna happen. I'm sorry to whoever has seen Practical Magic and gotten the wrong idea, but thank the universe that you can't bring back the dead. I just wanted to make this episode today, not only because I had the idea for it last week, but also because we're living through a time where I'm positive there are people grasping at straws for reassurance and looking to magic as a last-ditch effort to bring about miracles. Magic isn't miracle work, guys. We don't live in a reality where these things are possible for humans as much as I wish that we did. And it's important to not only hone in on the incorrect ideals surrounding magic for yourself, but also to not give other people the wrong idea of what it is you're capable of when you mention that you're a witch or you're someone who dabbles in witchcraft. Please don't make somebody think that you can heal their sick loved one with a spell. Please don't make somebody think that you are capable of bringing on a snowstorm. That's not what this is about, okay? I really, guys, on a totally unrelated note, I really hope that you are being safe and smart right now. I hope you have food. I hope you have water and shelter and you are staying away from people and taking this seriously. The only way we're going to cut down on the amount of sick people and people carrying the coronavirus is if we practice social distancing and stop the massive spread of illness, of fear, and of panic. I know everything shutting down seems upsetting right now, but we are doing it in an attempt to give our hospitals and doctors and nurses a fighting chance at taking care of people and not having to make the difficult decisions of who lives and who dies, as if we have reverted back years and years to like world wars. We don't want that. I've personally been struggling this week just trying to keep myself busy outside of work. Like I said, I do work from home. It is a regular 9-to-5 job. It's just that we all work remotely. We all work through Skype and emails and all that good stuff. But obviously, our economy is taking a hit, and so are most of the companies we're working for. Keeping myself occupied when things are slow has been a huge task for me, and so I decided that I was going to still post an episode for y'all today and just try to carry on as normal. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode. Let's send up a big, big, wonderful, light-filled prayer this week for our world, for our nation to heal from this pandemic. I don't know how long this is going to go on for. And that scares me a lot. And I know it probably scares you too. But it's going to end at some point. It's going to end. There are other things in the world that have caused bigger widespread panic and been a lot more serious. And this is, coronavirus is extremely serious and extremely scary. And everything's just been turned upside down, but it's going to come to an end. Just try to remember that. And in the meantime, catch up on your shows, read a book, make some tea, and relax. And I will talk to you next Wednesday.